The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Good morning, everyone. Alan Ellis here. This is the second hour of the Outdoorsman Radio Show, brought to you live and in person from a beautiful downtown studio here in Easton, in our back room. And Robin Ellis is with us. Are you all right? What did you eat?
You gave me a peanut butter thing.
Oh.
And I was trying to get the bite out of my mouth. I'm sorry. Good morning, everybody.
It happened to me last week. I took a bite of one of those Uncrustables and got the peanut butter stuck on the roof of my mouth.
It's not stuck. I just... We came on quicker than I expected.
Ah, you weren't done chewing yet. I got it. All right. Hey, well, look, we're talking about all this food, and we have a beloved friend. Her name is Carol Sherrington. She's been a guest on the show. She writes the recipes for... the Maryland Loves Crabs and Maryland Hunting Quarterly. She loves cooking with wild game, and we have the soft crab sandwich this time, and
the one I want to try so bad, the crab, Dutch baby.
Yeah, the crab imperial Dutch baby. So, she suffered a tragic loss this past week. Her daughter passed away at 40 years old suddenly. It was a heart thing. So we just want to send our condolences out to Joel and Carol Sherrington on the loss of their daughter. So yeah, I'm sorry to start the show on such a sad note. I hope that things pick up, but we did want to recognize our friend and acknowledge her loss and say that, you know, to our listening audience, if you ever enjoyed reading a recipe by Carol in one of the magazines, you know, maybe uplift her in prayer a little bit this week. That would be wonderful. So, all right, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. What have you heard about bears in the Baltimore area? What have you heard about bears around Baltimore? I've been getting email messages and texts all week about bears in Baltimore. Several, not just one, but several. And this is the time of the year when the young bears that are kicked out of the family, they're 2-year-old cubs, and they weigh about, 120, 150 pounds, somewhere in there, start to roam looking for territory of their own. And these young bears, they'll travel 30, 40, 50 miles a day, or sometimes they'll hang up for a day or two or three or four and stay in a local area. And we've got a couple now in Baltimore. Now, this is nothing unusual. Bears have been coming into Baltimore County for a long, long time. I mean, they get hit on the highways, people see them crossing the road and that type of thing. So the two reports we had this week was, one was in Ruxton, and right around Roland Park, there's been a black bear there. And the other one was in Pikesville, and it got struck by a car somewhere around exit 20, you know, Reisterstown Road in the Beltway, and then apparently it was seen by the target there across from the station, Chris, and the Maryland State Police Barracks right there in Pikesville.
Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, be on the lookout. I mean, you know, be a little cautious. I hope everybody's cautious when they're driving, you know, at dusk and overnight as well, because, you know, there's plenty of wildlife out there, and you can strike it with your vehicle, and it won't be a happy scene for you. But, oh, my gosh.
Especially now with the heat, the deer are starting to come out, because during the day it's just too warm for them.
Well, that's true, but, you know, the other factor in play is the fact that there are fawns.
Yes.
And the fawns are stashed, you know, up to 200-300 yards apart if they have twin fawns. And so what happens is the doe, because of predation, they'll not only come out at night, but they'll come out in the middle of the day. You drive around the Eastern Shore at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and you got does out walking the field edges. They're feeding, and they're going between their fawns. They're getting their nutrition to provide, you know, milk and nutrition for the fawns. So, you know, the does are out in the middle of the day feeding. Those fawns get fed a couple times a day. And of course, the same thing happens at night. They cross the highways. And I mean, it started about a month and a half ago, all the deer being struck on the highways.
Yeah, I was about to say, I was in the process of coming from Glen Burnie, and I think it was getting on 695, and as I'm coming around on the entrance ramp, there was a dead fawn.
Yep.
What was that word you just used, and what did it mean?
What word?
Perdition. Perdition.
I didn't say perdition.
Yes, you did.
I don't remember if I said perdition.
Something to deal with deer.
It just
deer.
Came out. I heard it.
Yeah, and I've never heard that word.
Predators. Perdition?
What? Predators. Predation.
I don't know.
Predation. Being eaten by a predator.
I never heard of it. Thank you.
Oh, predation. Yes, that's what it said. Oh, look at the subject John sent. Strawberry rhubarb pie.
Oh.
Robin just ordered me a jar of strawberry rhubarb. Jam? Preserves? Yes. Jam.
I don't remember. One of the two.
Jelly's like the juice.
Jam, right, this has got stuff in it.
Jam is like the crushed up fruit, and then the preserves has the whole fruit.
Yes, this is like a jam.
Yeah.
It was really good.
I love strawberry preserves and grape preserves. I'm not a big jelly guy.
This is your first strawberry rhubarb.
Strawberry rhubarb.
That's his favorite pie in the entire world.
That is, John, no question.
And I've never tried it till I met him, and now I love it.
Uh-huh. He said there's a rundown restaurant up in Erie, Pennsylvania called Strawberry Rhubarb Custard Pie.
That sounds really good. It's like that blueberry custard pie I showed you the other night.
Yep. So, but no, strawberry rhubarb, that's a good combination. My grandmother had a rhubarb patch in her house. She had a quince tree, and she always told us to avoid that. But I see some of these modern cooking shows, people are cooking with quince.
Mm-hmm.
She always said that'll pucker your mouth if you try and eat one of them.
It's very sour.
And they look like an apple, and I never did bite one, but, you know, she kind of talked me out of it. But the rhubarb, oh, man, we'd cut fresh rhubarb, cut the big old leaf off the top, and we'd have a stalk of rhubarb. We'd chew on that all day. You could salt it or you could sugar it, one or the other, whatever you preferred. Or just eat it plain. I like rhubarb. I like the taste of rhubarb. So, man, you're taking me way back now. Taking me way back. My grandmother, her name was Blondina.
I always love that.
What, Blondina?
Blondina.
Yeah, B-L-O-N-D-E-N-A. I have no idea where the name came from. Blondina. And not a blonde hair on her head. You know? So.
My great grandmother was Gertrude Fitora.
Gertrude? I don't know what
Fitora.
My
grandmother.
I don't know. I don't know what my grandmother's middle name was. But, you know, she was the matriarch of the family, no question. I used to crack up somebody that listened when I said, you know, at the family gatherings, the whole family would get together on the 4th of July and together on Labor Day down at my uncle's farm. And they'd cook corn on the cob and, you know, we'd do the big family thing and slice tomatoes and, you know, everybody did a carrion, you know, what do you call it?
A dish.
Yeah, everybody would do a carrying dish. A what?
Potluck.
Kind of, yeah, but I mean, everybody had their own dish, and they'd bring them, and, you
potluck.
Know. Yeah, and so we would, you know, but Blondina, my grandmother, my mother's mother, would sit at the picnic table, and her job was to sit there, be like a very still, you know, kind of like an owl overlooking the table with a fly swatter in her hand. And she would whack the flies that would get around the food and get on the picnic table.
So she didn't have to cook. She just had to whack flies.
Whack flies. That was her job. Yep. And I always, after Star Wars came out, I said one time on the air that she reminded me of Jabba the Hutt sitting there.
Alan.
Well. That's just the thought that went through my mind at the time. But she sat there with a fly swatter, just, you know, arms crossed. I can still see her. And, you know, every time a fly would show up, pop. So, do we have any callers to rescue me, Chris?
No, sir. I think everybody's just in the process of waking up and getting the sleep out of their eyes. And
I think everybody's just in the process of being entertained and being entertained by our conversation.
That and trying to stay cool.
Yeah. No, that's the rough part right there.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah. 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Hey, we're talking about food. And, you know, we're not talking about wild game right now particularly, but, you know, it all goes together. Man, Chris, I'm going to have to share some. I'm going to get more of the bologna and sausages and stuff made this year out of the venison. You know, the backstraps are good. The steaks are okay. But I think the rest of the stuff's going to be ground and made into bologna and sausage and that type of thing.
Yeah, I was about to say, just shake up the routine.
Yeah, shake it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Shake it up a little
bit. I mean,
bit.
Anything with venison is going to be delicious.
Oh, yeah. I got some chipped venison in there my buddy Bobby up in Western Maryland gave me. And he processes his own, and they chip their own, you know, venison hams and stuff like that. So chipped venison with gravy. Oh, man, you know, our cream venison, you know, like cream chipped beef. Cream chip venison?
Mm-hmm.
It's all good. It's all good. We used to have that for Christmas every now and then. They'd mix the chip venison and the chip beef, and everybody put a big old pile of it on their toast. And they had a name for it. I can't remember what it was. But it'll come to me one of these days. Cream chip beef on toast. So, all right. John wants to... wants me to mention Carol again. So there you go. Yeah. We're killing them with all this food.
I'm getting, I'm working on something for John right now.
You're working on something for John. All right. 410 WCBM 680 is our phone number. Give us a call here if you'd like, and we can talk about anything you want to talk about. We seem to be food-oriented today, whether it's frozen soft crabs or scrapple or how to cook liver. I didn't tell you how to cook liver. So, hey, Emmett, you're going to have to call the station or text me. I'm not going to take a phone call while I'm on the air. So I think the best way for me to cook liver is to slice it thin and flash fry it just to medium rare.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's very tender that way. Or cook it low and slow, thin slice, low and slow. Mix it with some big old Vidalia onions and you know, salt and pepper in the pan, and you can cook it in butter. I like liver. I like chicken livers too. I like breaded chicken livers too. So anyway, and I like deer liver. Deer liver is excellent.
Mm-hmm.
They used to say, oh, you can't eat a deer liver because they eat mountain laurel and that's poison. Well, maybe so, but I'm still here. So, and I like deer heart. Deer heart is excellent. Yeah. I like goose heart.
You lost me on that one.
Sorry. It's really good. I ask Pickenhouse to save the hearts for me. And you do them like a dove breast. You know, you throw them in a crock pot and don't overcook them, or cook them low and slow. They're very good like that. So let's talk about something else. How about being rescued by a caller, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. We have Mark on the line. Good morning, Mark. How are you, sir?
Good morning. How are you two today?
We're doing great. How many thousand extensions did you file?
Not that many.
Really?
A couple.
Yeah.
A couple.
Gotcha.
It didn't matter when the due date was. Procrastinators wait till the last 24 hours.
We can't say anything.
No, we can't say a word on that.
Look, I mean, that's life. It's a living.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you asked for callers, so I'm back.
Speaking of, you want to call him sometime. Remember that? We just talked about that.
Yeah, I got something to talk to you about. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, if you want to leave your number with Chris, that'd be good. I'd probably have it somewhere, but trying to lay my hands on something in the computer right now has just been challenging.
Okay, so I'll leave it with Chris.
That'd be great.
I'll hang on when we're finished.
Yep, you got that, Chris?
I agree with you on the liver. The onions make, if you fry it, onions make the recipe.
Yeah. Yeah.
They really do.
And you gotta caramelize the onions. I mean, you gotta
cook
long enough to get the full flavor out of the onions, you know. And salt and pepper to me is that the unbeatable combination for seasoning. That'll take care of anything.
You know? You're right.
Something else
is good. I haven't tried it on liver. Is Old Bay.
Yeah. Well, seafood seasoning is good.
Old Bay makes. I've used it on just about everything but ice cream and. It would probably be good on that, too.
Probably.
You ate pierogies with it.
Yeah, we had pierogies with that seafood seasoning last night, so that was pretty good.
Yeah, it is good. Well, I called with a joke, totally unrelated to everything.
Oh, good. Let's hear something. Yeah.
When Jeffrey Epstein died in prison, a Louisiana Senator, John Kennedy.
I remember John Kennedy. Love him.
Said, when he was asked, do you believe he committed suicide, he said, there are three things that don't hang themselves. Drywall, Christmas tree ornaments, and Jeffrey Epstein.
I love it. I'm remembering that one.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm remembering
that's
that.
Pretty
three
fun.
Things that don't hang themselves.
Three things that don't hang themselves.
Yeah, I haven't looked yet, but I think Ghislaine Maxwell is still alive.
For a while.
Yeah, for this week.
Yeah, this week's news. That's fine.
Yeah, maybe for today.
Yeah, exactly. You never know. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Well, appreciate the call, my friend.
You bet.
You got it. Stay cool down there.
Yeah, and you too. You guys stay safe.
Always do. Thanks, man.
Thanks, Mark. He'll be calling you.
Yeah, great.
Yep.
I'll hang on for Chris.
Yeah, Chris, grab Mark's number, will you, please?
Will do.
Thank you. I know he's busy because we got a lot of callers right now. Mark in Reisterstown. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Good morning, and thank you for taking my telephone call.
Yes, sir.
I tuned in a little late, so maybe I didn't hear you do this. I remember, like, since I've been listening to your show for a long time, you'd have a cup of coffee in your hand, and you'd go like this.
Like that, yeah, I did.
I'm just doing mine right now. So I just thought I'd pass that along.
Here you go. Just for, hang on, just for you, Mark. Hold on.
Okay. I love that. That's great.
There you go.
Right. It even wakes up the listeners.
I hope so.
Like me.
Hope so. Yeah,
like
man.
Me.
Yeah.
And but what I wanted to ask you was, I know I asked once before, but I forgot which piece of paper I shuffled it under. So I was just wondering, since I live in Reisterstown, could you just maybe provide me with a little bit of information about how to find the nearest? I think you had mentioned like a sporting goods store or something where I could apply to obtain a fishing license.
Are you computer literate?
Yes, sir.
All right. Just go online, Maryland Department of Natural Resources, go to the buy a license, and that'll take you right to the Compass system. You sign
Maryland
in.
Department of Natural Resources.
Yeah, if you just put in your search engine, MDDNR, it'll take you right to the page.
Oh, okay.
All right.
MDDNR.
Compass. Yeah.
Got that.
Yep. Compass. Compass. Just like the device. Okay.
Compass.
Yep.
Got that too. I really appreciate it because I like those ads that I hear on WCBM about how just much obtaining a fishing license does, you know, for the entire community.
Are you over 65, Mark?
Gonna be very soon. A couple years.
Oh, a couple years? Okay. You're still gonna have to pay for your license. I mean, once you hit 65, it's a $5 license. Mm-hmm. So.
But even still, that's okay because that's a contribution. I look at it like that.
There you go. That's right. Yep. Well, once you buy it, you can always go out to the local reservoir right there. You go out there to Nicodemus Bridge and fish for crappie or, you know, walleye or something right there and just enjoy a day on the bridge.
And I thank you for that, and I also thank you for the contribution you have made and your wife also over the past decades. Remember, like I said, you're not a dinosaur because the dinosaurs lived for 250 million years, so we're still young.
All right. I appreciate that.
Take care.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Take care, Mark.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Let's talk to Emmett. Then we got Joe and Stan and then another Mark in Baltimore. Good morning, Emmett. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. Sorry about calling you. I was heading down the road and I just got mixed up.
That's all right. 922-6680 is our phone number.
I figured that's what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, you were talking about the exotic foods. Now, I know you've been to Eastern Assembly's Sportsman Center there a couple
yep,
times.
Yep, I have.
Now, did you try the raccoon?
I did. I don't think Robin did, but I did. Did you try it?
Not the raccoon.
No, I didn't try the raccoon.
You know what? I might have had a bite of it.
Raccoon's pretty good, actually.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't care for the one they did in the crock pot, but the one they did like a pulled pork, I thought was really tasty.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like the camel meatloaf.
No, that wasn't there.
That wasn't there. That
wasn't
a different
there.
One.
That was a different one.
That was a different one. Never mind.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Did you try the beaver?
I love beaver meat. I'll tell you what, it is wonderful. Crock pot it, and like you said, pull it like pork, make it into barbecue with your favorite barbecue sauce. Oh, my gosh. Yes.
I tell you what, the guy who caught him, he trapped one last year. It was a 50-pounder.
That was Fred.
Fred, yeah.
I think there's a hindquarter or something waiting for me in his freezer. I forgot about that till right now.
Well, I'll tell you what, my friend he does part time work over at his shop. So when I see him, I'll tell him to find out for you if he still has it.
Is that Tom?
Oh yeah, Tom Phillips.
Yeah, I know Tom. Yep, hunter safety instructor. Taught thousands of kids hunter safety education. Good man.
Yeah, well, he works there part-time still.
I know.
Over there, Fred.
Yep.
But,
aircraft heating and cooling. All right,
well,
man.
You guys are also talking about the fishing license. I agree. Well, I'm over 65. Greatest thing Maryland ever did, $5 fishing license.
You're right. So, all right, Emmett, we got to roll along, buddy. I appreciate it. Lots of callers on the line. Everybody, hang on. All right, you too, Emmett.
Have a great one, Emmett.
Thanks, man. Appreciate the call.
Bye, Robin.
All right. Good memories, those Eastern Assembly get together.
Yes, they were.
Yep. So, folks, we got a lot of folks on the line. So we're going to have to ask you to stay patient. We'll get to your call. But I got to talk about our sponsors. Backyard Billy's being one of them. You know, you put it off long enough. Now's the time to pull the trigger and dress up that backyard for fun times with your family. And Backyard Billy's, that's our go-to place for making backyards fun. There's a giant selection of colorful poly outdoor and patio furniture, including tables and chairs and especially Adirondack chairs. You can see all that from Route 50 at Exit 44 in Kent Island. Swing sets and tiki bars and pool houses and storage sheds. That's what's in Backyard Billy's backyard. They have free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. Inside Backyard Billy's showroom, you can check out the many barbecue grills by Traeger, Big Green Egg, and Kamado Joe. And some Saturdays, they do grill demo days from 10 to 2. They have taste testing and pro tips and giveaways and grill package deals. So why not call them ahead of time today and see if they're doing that? 410-827-4500 is that number. You can browse the great-looking garden decorations, the home decor, and the backyard fire rings for any lifestyle. I mean, they've got different themed fire rings. And guess what? They have a great fireplace and hearth store. That's where Robin and I selected our fireplace insert, our glass. Our gas. I sound like that blooper show we watched the other day.
Yeah, you do.
Without the swearing. That's where... We bought our gas insert, and they did the installation, did a great job. BackyardBillies.com, 410-827-4500. They're open 7 days a week. Backyard Billy's is Route 50 at Exit 44. Right there in Kent Island, your backyard is going to look just great. Now, when we're on Route 50 headed to the beach, or I'm headed for Sick of Deer Camp or fishing, I'm going through Cambridge. I am going to stop at Bay Country Bakery for a donut. At least, maybe a sandwich, Definitely a fresh cup of hot coffee. Bay Country Bakery in Cambridge, they have some of the most delicious fresh baked donuts. I know I was going to change it, but I'm reading it. Pastries, cookies, cakes, breads on the Eastern Shore, enough for everyone in the boat or in camp. And I pick them up on the way to camp for an afternoon hunt, no question. They don't last long, that's for sure, the donuts, big old box of donuts. And you can grab a tasty breakfast sandwich, too, if you like. Bay Country Bakery is open Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. To find Bay Country Bakery, do what I do and just look for the big donut on the side of the bakery and the chocolate donut on the highway sign. Dave and Gina Levy, they're your host. Very engaging, very nice couple. They're trained chefs. They strive to bring you the best. Bay Country Bakery, located at 2951 Coastal Highway. That's just through Cambridge on Route 50 East. Think big donut. Visit their website, like their Facebook page, Bay Country Bakery, and be sure to stop by and say hello. You might see Robin and I there. You never know. Clyde Sports Shop is your crabbing headquarters in Baltimore. They've got the low-profile crab traps and the stackable crab traps, and they've got trot line and all the trot line accessories. They've got rigged trot lines if you want to do that. The commercial crab pots for off your pier. The crab hotels for keeping your crab. Cloth and wire crab rings. Cloth and wire crab nets. Baskets and lids, measures, tongs, gloves, crab mallets, all the crab bait like the salted eel and chicken necks. If you want to be a chicken necker from the Western Shore and come to the Eastern Shore, you can be a chicken necker. Aluminum steamers in 20 and 50 quart and the seasoning to go on your crabs, their own special blend. Clyde Sports Shop, your crabbing headquarters, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. That's just off Beltway exit number 9, 410. 242-6108. That's 410-242-6108. They're open 7 days a week for Clyde Sports Shop. We'll be right back after this message from Uncle Chris.
Drink plenty of water. Look for the shade. Take breaks when you can. Wear that light, loose-fitting clothing. You know all the drills. It is going to be hot as we go through the weekend. Going to stay away from record territory. We'd have to cross over into triple digits for that, but nonetheless, 95, that's hot. That's where we're headed with sunshine. Tonight, mostly clear, 73. Tomorrow, sunshine, a few clouds and mid to upper 90s. May see some afternoon showers and storms Monday, upper 90s to high. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Robin Hood and Little John walking through the forest, laughing back and forth at what the other has to say. Reminiscing this and that and having such a good time. Oodle-lolly, golly, what a day. Never ever thinking there was danger in the water they were drinking, they just guzzled it down. Never dreaming that a scheming sheriff and his posse was watching them and gathering around. Robin Hood and Little John running through the forest, jumping fences, dodging trees, and trying to get away. Contemplating nothing but escaping, finally making it. Oodle-lolly, golly, what a day. Oodle-lolly, golly, what a day.
I love that song.
I know you do. Let's talk to Joe if you're still on the line. Good morning, Joe. How you doing?
Alan and Robin, how are you?
Doing well.
Wonderful.
What's up, Joe?
Well, with all of this food talk, you guys ought to think about starting a food show as well. But I got to tell you, just a straight rhubarb pie is wonderful, and a cherry pie with sour cherries.
Mmm.
Oh, it's so good.
Mmm. I like
hard to find the sour cherries, I say. Mm-hmm. But the other thing is that has anybody ever thought about taking Scrapple and putting it together with that soft shell crab? That sounds like it would be perfect.
What would it be?
Scrapple and soft shell crab sandwich.
Ooh, that sounds good.
That does sound good.
But the other, and one more thing now, when we're talking about fishing lights, I like to go to Clyde's because they're so good. Plus, you can then see some of those little hooks and things that you need, which you didn't know you needed, and take them there at the store.
Yeah.
But the other thing is that fishing license is, it's the year you turn 65. I'm a November baby, and so I was
getting
license in March, and all of a sudden it's the year I'm turning 65, but I'm still 64.
Right.
And if I hadn't been at Clyde's, I might have spent too much money.
You might have.
And the other thing was is that I want to say the greatest thing this governor did was this idea that it's a license is from year to year. It's not a license that it lasts until December 31st.
Right. Yeah, it's an annual. Yeah, if you buy it March 15th, it's good till next March 15th.
Yeah, which was a big deal because I used to sometimes I'd be busy and then all of a sudden around September, October, I'm thinking about going fishing and I'm like, I'm spending all this money for just a short period of time. That was back when I was a youngster. But I
got it.
But let me talk to you guys and you're wonderful and just keep up the good work. Thank you.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate the call, and I love the Scrapple soft crab idea.
So do I. We're going to try that.
Yep.
All right.
All right, man. Thank you. We've got Stan, then Mark, and then Bridget. So thank you. Stan, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Yeah, a friend of mine and his two sons, they've been looking for a used boat. Well, they finally bought a boat in Aberdeen a couple of weeks ago. They trailered it down to the magazine.
Yep.
And they took it out for a cruise, and it just so happens that my buddy's son-in-law never fished before. The guy, he's so addicted to fish now. Well, anyway, they went out. They brought the boat down on a magazine last Saturday. On Sunday, they went out. And between there was actually three of them, they caught 30 Sutton Rock. They were all undersized. They threw them all back.
Yep.
And it was located on the eastern shore side, right above the Bay Bridge. Now, with these fish being undersized, are they going to hang around until, August and get bigger, or do they go elsewhere?
No, they won't get any bigger by August, that's for sure. And, fishing in this hot weather, I'm guessing they're probably going to I know they're closing rockfish down for 2 weeks in August, but I'm not sure which 2 weeks. I have to look at that. But they have these heat advisors where they advise you not even to go for rockfish. If you're going to go early in the morning because of the hot weather, even if you catch a number of fish and release them right away, release them in the water, the stress is still going to kill them. So they're trying to cut down on the dead discards is what they call them. You could catch a fish and bring it in on a 95-degree day and release it right away, and it looks like it's doing fine, and a half hour later it's floating behind the boat. So,
You know what's funny, though, is because, like I said, my buddy, he's been fishing his entire life. I stopped fishing about 10 years ago
because of
physical situations, but I was talking to him the other day. I said, you guys, you and your boys are going out. He goes, no way. He says, it's too hot out there.
Too hot, yeah. That's right. And he's smart. So.
Oh.
All right, man. I appreciate the call.
Righto. Take care.
All right. Take care. Let's see who's next.
We have Mark.
Mark. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm okay. Listen, before I tell my joke, have you ever had ostrich?
No, neither. Well, we might have had caribou.
Might have had caribou.
At a barbecue, a mixed game.
I had ostrich filet mignon, and it was very good.
Oh, that sounds good.
I've seen him cook it on the show I watch.
Yeah, we see him on the cooking shows do the ostrich and kangaroo. And
I watch an Australian cooking show.
Yeah. So
very good. Anyway, a duck goes into a feed store. Manager looks at him and says, what can I do for you? Duck looks up and says, got any fish? Feed store manager says, no, this is a feed store. We don't have fish. So the duck leaves, comes back the next day, and manager looks at him, what can I do for you? Got any fish? He says, no, I told you yesterday, we don't have fish, we have feed. The duck leaves, comes back the next day. What do you want? Got any fish? He said, no, I told you the past couple days, we don't have fish, we have feed. You come back one more time, and I'm going to nail your little web feet to the floor. The duck comes back the next day. What? What do you want? Got any nails? No. Got any fish?
Good one. Good one.
Good morning, John.
There you go.
Yeah,
all right.
For telling the corny jokes, so.
You got it.
I love corny jokes.
Yep, corny jokes are good. Hey, we got to move along, buddy. Appreciate the call and the joke.
Have a good one.
You too.
You have a super one. Stay cool.
Yep.
Oh, definitely.
No question. Let's talk to Bridget Milford Mill. Are you still there, Bridget?
Yes, I am.
How are you today?
I'm fine. Good morning to you all.
Well, good morning,
morning.
Bridget.
I was listening and I heard you talk about rhubarb.
Yes.
We used to grow rhubarb in Germany, and we also had what I can't find now is gooseberry. And my mother used to make gooseberry rhubarb compote.
Oh, but, that sounds wonderful.
And the gooseberries, you have to pick them when they're just about turning red, halfway red.
Right.
And that's when they're the sweetest.
I've never had a gooseberry.
Gooseberry's good. Yep.
Yes, so. They are good. And
hard to find, though. That's right.
Yes. And the thing is that I was trying to find gooseberry plant, and I cannot find one. The whole time that I was old enough to do my own garden, I was not able to find them.
Well, if I can ever find out where you can get gooseberries, I will tell you one here next week. How's that sound?
Okay, that would be great. That would be great. One more
it's a member,
thing.
It's a member of the currant family.
Mm-hmm. So. Okay.
What are you going to say? Yes.
Another thing is that about crabbing, I never bought any crabs for 32 years. I did my own crabbing off of a pier. And I would catch 8.5 inches to 9 inches.
My goodness. Those are wonderful big crabs.
And, you know, when I caught them, as soon as the warm weather hit, I would catch the mudders.
Really? They come up out of the mud. How about that?
Oh, they were
big old black bottom crabs. Mm.
Yeah, and the meat was white as snow.
Yep.
And sweet, but they were so dirty when you pulled them up.
Yeah. Well, now I don't know if our listeners have ever heard about this. Purging crabs, live crabs, before you eat them. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
Okay. What you do is you take your live crabs and you get a wash tub or a cooler and you put fresh water in there. You can add a little salt if you want, but you let the crabs in the water for an hour, hour and a half before you steam them. And what they do is that they poop and they get all that out of them. And they're purged, and they taste cleaner and better.
Oh.
How about that?
Yeah, how about that? Well, I can't do any more crabbing
right.
Since the license went to $5.
Right.
So I missed out because I'm in a wheelchair now, and I can't do it anymore. So
I understand.
But anyway, if you ever find gooseberries and rhubarb, we called it a compote.
A compote, like, yep.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
I do. Yes, I do.
Okay. Like I said, I found a couple on here, and I will look them up and see if there's any place to get them.
So, thank you very much, Bridget. I appreciate
thank
the call.
You. Okay, you have a good week, and stay cool.
You too. Thank you so much.
You all. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You have a great one.
There she goes.
You can actually get gooseberries on Amazon, canned ones.
Though. Really?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thanks to John and thanks to me. Both at the same time found it.
How about that? That's pretty good. We have Mike on the line. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, Alan. How you doing there? Alan and Robin. Uber.
Yeah, we're doing great. Do what?
Uber Lyft here report. How y'all doing today?
Oh, I'm good.
Doing great.
Give us the Uber Lyft report.
They're out, they're around, but they're not being stupid, so I haven't hit any. So we're doing good on that one.
Well, that's good.
Did you get my email? I shot you an email about, like, what we were discussing last week, and not to belabor it, but you either got it or didn't get it.
I got your email. Did I not answer?
You didn't answer me, but I'm sure you got it because I didn't get, like, a, hey, man, this thing didn't
work. Oh, yeah. Thing. I apologize if I didn't get back to you. This has been just a crazed week.
He hasn't spoken to me, and we live in the same house. He's so crazy right now.
Yeah, it's very crazy.
So. Okay, and I got a quick joke for you.
Okay.
Okay, you got to sit the Wayback Machine about 120 years ago at some very hoity-toity English hunting club, right?
Right.
So they're all sitting around, after a brandy, cigar, you know, discussing all their various hunts. And one of the most ages among them stands up and goes, I remember a hunt I was doing in Katanga, and we were looking for Cape Puffinow. They're all like, oh, oh yes, oh, of course, Cape Puffinow, oh, very, very hard. Yeah, no, no, no. So they're going on and on, and of course, he's elaborating about the story, and finally gets to the point, he's like, and I was walking through the great savannah, and all of a sudden, I heard a rustle in the grass, and this ferocious beast popped upon me. It was massive. What was it, Maud? Oh, it was a massive lion, and it leaped out. And it went, rah, and I cracked myself. And they said, well, that's quite understandable under the circumstances. He goes, no, right now. And I just went, rah.
Oh, jeez. Okay. Ay, caramba. All right.
We gotta... I'll catch you guys next week. Have a good one.
Thank you.
You have a super one.
All right, Mike.
All right. Okay. See ya.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Oh, my goodness. Guy, guns wanted. That's right. Guns are wanted. Any make, model, or condition. Albright's Gun Shop in Easton, Maryland. Easton, Maryland. Gun Shop, Albright's. Let me rewind. Albright's Gun Shop in Easton, Maryland wants guns. If you have a single gun or an entire collection to consider selling, call Albright's Gun Shop at 410-820-8811, 8811. 820-8811. I've been dealing with Larry Albright and the crew at Albright's Gun Shop for over 25 of the 37 years. I know these guys. I wouldn't hesitate to call Albright's at 410-820-8811 if I had a gun to sell or consign. You can trust them, period. Albright's Gun Shop is also a Cesar Guarini Elite dealer. You can stop by or call Albright's to make your appointment to visit the Cesar Guarini factory and select your firearm for shotgun sports or upland hunting or waterfowl if you like. This offer also applies for Siren, which is the female version, and Fabarm firearms as well. Albright's carries Beretta, Benelli, and other firearms for every budget, both new and pre-owned. And now Albright's has expanded their muzzle-loading department with muzzle-loading firearms and accessories, as well as an in-house expert, Chuck, to expand your deer season. Stop by 36 East Dover Street. Boy, I'm having trouble here this morning. Stop by 36 East Dover Street in Easton, across from the Tidewater Inn, to visit this landmark gun shop. Online, it's AlbrightsGunShop.com, or call 410-820-8811 today for Albright's Gun Shop. Macrotech Archery Pro Shop has moved from their Brooklyn location, is now open at 8043 Smallwood Road in Riviera Beach. Len Marsh is one of Maryland's most respected bow technicians and bow shop owners. Beginners, diehard bow hunters, athletes, and the well-connected know about Len and Macrotech Archery's reputation for excellence. He's tuned my Bowtech bow and recabled and strung my 10-point crossbow. And his bow technician, Corey, I mean, he cuts the arrows and he does everything. No question. Good guy. Macrotech Archery Pro Shop carries Matthews, including the new VXR, Mission, Bowtech, Diamond, and Hoyt. Crossbows include Raven and 10-point. They tune each bow and crossbow to perfection before it leaves the store, and it'll fit your unique draw length and your poundage requirements. And all the accessories for your bow will be mounted correctly. They have a full lineup of custom arrows and sights and rests and much more. If you ask, they can observe and correct any shooting issues you may have. You know, your stance might be wrong, your grip might be too tight, something might be going on there. Plus, MacroTech is a certified service center for 10 Point, Wicked Ridge, and Horton Crossbows. Hey, you should stop by the new MacroTech Archery Pro Shop at 8043 Fort Smallwood Road in Riviera Beach. They're now open. Visit MacroTechArchery.com or their Facebook page. The phone number, 410-789-7777. 789-7777. MacroTech Archery Pro Shop. Macro knows bows. And one more time today for Backyard Billy's. That's right. Located right off Route 50 at Exit 44. I think that's Evans Avenue if you're coming from the bridge this way. I'm not sure what it is the other way, but you've put it off long enough, and now's the time to pull the trigger and dress up that backyard. Backyard Billy's. Are you making those noises on purpose?
I didn't know I was. I'm sorry. I was trying not to make noises.
The microphone is so sensitive, it picks up everything.
I'm sorry. I was trying really hard not to make noises.
It's all right. We're in the middle of the Backyard Billy's commercial spot. So
I know.
Let's see where we are. Anyway, there's a giant selection of colorful poly outdoor and patio furniture, tables and chairs and Adirondack chairs, and you can see all that from Route 50 at Exit 44 in Kent Island. They got swing sets and tiki bars and pool houses and storage sheds, all that stuff. That's what's in Backyard Billy's backyard. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to Maryland and Delaware beaches. Inside Backyard Billy's showroom, fire rings, furniture, decorations, you name it, anything for the backyard, anything for your beach house, it's all right there. Some Saturdays are grill demo days. Call ahead of time, 410-827-4500, and see if they're going to do that. They've got the Traeger, the Big Green Egg, and the Kamado Joe grills. If you're looking for one, that's a beautiful addition to your backyard as well. So if they're doing the grill days, it's taste testing and pro tips and giveaways and grill package deals. So browse the great-looking garden decorations, check out the fire rings, and you know what? Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. That's where Robin and I selected for our gas insert for our fireplace, and they did the installation and did a great job. Backyard Billy's, 410-827-4500, backyardbillys.com, 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44. Your backyard is going to look great. Chris, do you have any commercial messages?
No, sir. We already played them.
We already played them. All
already
right.
Played them.
I guess we can go right to the callers, right?
Yes, we've got Glenn.
Glenn, all right. Good morning, Glenn.
Hey, how are you, Rob? How are you all?
Good morning, Glenn. Doing good. You staying cool?
Hey, I'm okay. The other day, first you up, darn, I'm going to celebrate my youngest grandson's birthday. He'll be, actually not till Wednesday, I think it is, he'll be two on Wednesday, and we're celebrating it today.
Oh, that's cool. What's his name?
Luis.
What is it?
Luis.
Luis.
Luis. Okay.
Well, we wish Luis a happy birthday to you, from us, and we wish him a happy birthday, okay?
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right, that sounds good.
I hope everybody, you and your family, don't have this virus.
No, so far it's stayed. Well, I think actually Robin and I had it. She had it December, and I think end of December for 3 weeks. High fever, respiratory distress. She can tell you all about more about it than I had.
Worst headache I ever had in my life.
Yeah. I think I got a little touch of it in January. I mean, I don't know how I could not have if it's that infectious and I was around her, but it didn't bother me. I had a sniffles for about a day and that was it. So, neither one of us have been tested for the antibodies or to see if we've actually had it. So, but we're still careful, you know, we don't want to bring anything home. So.
I haven't been even, but no, I don't think I've had. I mean, I had a little, I guess it was a slight sinus thing, but I don't, but that, I started having that about a year before. So, it was way last year, probably, February, March, when my symptoms showed up, but I'd say I out with over a year before he got here. So.
Right. Well, there's other stuff out there, you know. So I'm just glad that anybody that makes it through. So.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Well, I appreciate the call.
Yeah. Yeah, it's time getting close. So I'm going.
Yeah, bow season. You're right.
I still haven't been fishing yet. I just don't seem to work out. All right, man.
Take care. Thanks for the call.
Glenn, you take it easy. You really don't get overheated this week, okay?
Yeah, stay in, stay safe. Yeah. I mean, the heat is just as bad as the virus, in my opinion.
I think they say, I'm not sure which day, but I think one of these next day or two could get up all but 100.
Yep, you're right about that.
So. All right. Bye.
All right. Thanks, Glenn. See you, buddy. All right. Do we have time for another call? Maybe?
Got 3 minutes.
No, I don't think we're going to have enough time.
Chris says no. Okay. Well, you're the one in charge of time management there, buddy. I'm not good at it. Huh?
No, you're not. You've got a history showing that you're not.
Yes, I do. Well.
It's all good.
It's all good. So, man, thanks everybody for the texts and the emails. Tacklebox Tim actually texted us and said, you're leaving out venison sauerbraten.
Oh, you love that.
I love it. And
who texted you that?
Tacklebox Tim.
Okay.
We had talked about it before, and I recommended the easy way to do sour beef or sour venison or sauerbraten, whatever you want to call it. And it's a product that's, I think, manufactured in Baltimore called Mrs. Minix.
Yes.
Have you ever eaten it, Chris?
Yes.
Have you ever used it for
sour?
It's fantastic.
It is.
And you can get it at most of the grocery stores.
Yes. And it's really good. I mean, I know that Giant carries it and a few other big grocery chains carry it easily.
Yep. You mix some vinegar with it, and you buy a box of
ginger snaps.
Ginger snaps. That's right. That makes the gravy.
What did you overdo in it so we couldn't eat it last time?
I did a little.